Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. India gears up for second phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting to take place for 88 seats in 12 states and a union territory tomorrow. Filing of nomination for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls ends this evening. Election Commission issues notice to BJP and Congress over violation of Model Code of Conduct, seeks response by 11 a.m. on 29th of April. U.S. President Joe Biden signs bill to ban TikTok. Severe heat wave likely to grip East India and Southern Peninsula for next 5 days, says IMD. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Royal Challengers Bangalore in Hyderabad this evening. And now the news in detail. Preparations are in full swing for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, where voting will be held tomorrow on the 26th of April. Campaigning for this phase ended last evening. Elections will be held for 88 Lok Sabha seats in 13 states and union territories, including the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. The polling for the Betul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that BJP is a party that runs on the mantra of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas. For BJP, nothing is bigger than the country. Addressing the gathering in support of the BJP candidate at the police parade ground in Morena, Madhya Pradesh, Mr. Modi said that the government is giving free ration to crores of needy people without any discrimination of caste and religion. He said, the government gave permanent houses to 4 crore poor. These houses have been given to people of every religion without any discrimination. Similarly, drinking water connections were provided to 11 crore houses and no casteism was allowed.
भाजपा सरकार में चंबल काली सिंध पार्वती लिंक परियोजना से सिंचाई की समस्या दूर होगी पानी की समस्या को दूर करने के लिए हम मुंजरी बांध जैसे प्रोजेक्ट पर काम कर रहे हैं करीब 2,500 करोड़ रुपए की लागत से बना ग्वालियर शोपुर रेलवे ट्रैक हो आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के ऐसे अनेक काम इस क्षेत्र की तस्वीर बदल रहे हैं.
Mr. Modi said that the demand of one rank, one pension was implemented as soon as the government was formed. He added that the soldiers were given free rein. Mr. Modi also highlighted the role of self-help groups.
Aaj hum desh mein lakhon swayam sahayata samuhon ke jariye mahilaon ki madad kar rahe hain. Modi ne गांव-गांव में शौचालय बनाकर माताओं बहनों के सम्मान की रक्षा की अब अगले 5 वर्षों के लिए मोदी ने 3 करोड़ महिलाओं को लखपति दीदी बनाने की गारंटी दी है.
Filing of nomination for the fourth phase of the Lok Sabha polls will end today. The nominations will be scrutinized tomorrow and the candidates cleared will be allowed to withdraw their candidature by the 29th of this month. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. In this phase, the states where voting will be held include Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Jammu and Kashmir. The Election Commission of India has taken cognizance of the alleged Model Code of Conduct violations by senior BJP leader Narendra Modi and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi. The ECI has sent letters to BJP President JP Nadda and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge to seek response by 11 a.m. on the 29th of this month. In the letters, the ECI has directed that all star campaigners to set high standards of political discourse and observe provisions of MCC in letter and spirit. In their complaints, Congress, CPI and CPIM had raised objections on the speech made by senior BJP leader Narendra Modi during his election speech in Baswara, Rajasthan. While in their complaint, BJP had raised objection on the election speech made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi at Kottayam in Kerala. The Congress today alleged that BJP is misquoting Congress's manifesto. Senior party leader Jairam Ramesh, in a press briefing in New Delhi, said Congress has prepared its manifesto after listening to the voice of the people during Bharat Jodo Yatra and Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra. He also accused the BJP of raising points that are nowhere mentioned in Congress's manifesto. In the series of key Lok Sabha constituencies of the country, let us talk about the Rajgarh Lok Sabha seat of Madhya Pradesh today. More from our correspondent.
Situated on the ghats of Nevas and Kali Sindh River, Rajgarh Lok Sabha seat is one of the important seats of Madhya Pradesh. A total of 15 candidates are in the fray in this seat. There are more than 18,69,000 voters in Rajgarh parliamentary constituency. The Election Commission has set up 2,236 polling stations in the Rajgarh. Rajgarh includes 8 assembly constituencies in 3 districts, 2 of which are held by Congress and the rest by BJP. Rajgarh has been in the hands of persons associated with royal families 8 times out of 18 elections held so far in this seat. Congress candidate Digvijay Singh is also a member of the Raghogarh royal family and was elected MP from Rajgarh in 1984 and 1991. But the picture has changed in Rajgarh since 2014. In 2014 elections, BJP's Rodmal Nagar had won the election by 2,28,000 votes, whereas in the 2019 elections, his victory margin has increased to 4,31,000 votes. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar administered the oath to the elected members of Rajya Sabha in the Parliament House today. He administered the oath to Devendra Pratap Singh, Tejveer Singh and Mahendra Bhatt. Aam Aadmi Party today held a protest in New Delhi against the arrest of CM Arvind Kejriwal in the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The party has been campaigning under the Jail Ka Jawab Vote Se slogan and will launch its campaign song today for the Lok Sabha elections. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to Midday News on Akashwani. Now some international news. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a $95 billion U.S. dollar package for aid for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan. He also signed a bill that could ban TikTok. China's ByteDance has been given 9 months to remove the TikTok app from the market or sell the app to a U.S. company. The law was passed in response to worries that TikTok might provide the Chinese authorities access to user data. The U.S. Senate approved the controversial landmark bill yesterday. TikTok called the law unconstitutional and said it will challenge the same in the court. Defence Secretary Giridhar Armane will lead the Indian delegation to Astana, Kazakhstan today for the annual meeting of the Defence Ministers of Shanghai Cooperation Organisation, SCO, member states. The meeting will review the regional security issues within the SCO, including the defence cooperation initiatives. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has emphasized that India will continue to cooperate in countering misuse of information and communication technologies by terrorists and criminals for resisting terror funding. Mr. Doval said this while participating at the 12th international meeting of high-ranking officials responsible for security matters in St. Petersburg, Russia. In his intervention at the plenary session on ensuring information security in the polycentric world, Mr. Mr. Doval underscored India's policy to use digital technology for inclusive economic development. He called for international cooperation for an open, stable, secure, reliable, and inclusive framework for ensuring information security. Mr. Doval also had a bilateral meeting with Secretary of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, Nikolai Patrushev. Both sides reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation and discussed important issues of mutual interest. Mr. Doval had a bilateral meeting with his Myanmar counterpart, Admiral Mo Aung, and talked about the current situation in Myanmar and about the India-funded infrastructure projects in Myanmar. In Telangana, 10 persons died in road accidents that took place at separate locations. 4 youths died when a bike hit a private bus on Warangal-Khammam Highway last night. Police informed that 3 of them died on the spot while 1 person passed away during treatment. In a separate incident that took place early this morning at Durgapuram stage in Suryapet district, 6 persons died and 4 were injured when a car hit a standing truck on the National Highway. According to primary information, the truck was kept on the side of the highway due to breakdown. Time for some weather update. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over East and South Peninsula India during the next 5 days. Heat wave conditions are likely over Bihar, Jharkhand, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and East Uttar Pradesh. The IMD said the maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Central and East India. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientists are K. Jainamani said that heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over coastal Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and Bihar. Keeping in view the huge demand for more trains from Mumbai to the north during the summer season, railways have decided to run 28 additional summer special train services between Mumbai and Gorakhpur to clear the extra rush of passengers. As per the information provided by the railways, Gorakhpur Lokmanya Tilak Terminus Gorakhpur Special will have 28 trips. And now on to sports. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 4 runs in a high-scoring thriller at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing the mammoth target, Gujarat finished at 220-8 in their 20 overs with the help of Sai Sudarshan's 65 off 29 and David Miller's 55 off 23. For Delhi, Rasik Salem picked up 3 wickets. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Royal Challengers Bangalore at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. Dipanshu won the gold medal in the men's javelin throw, while 3 other Indian athletes bagged silver on the opening day of the Asian Under-20 Athletics Championships in Dubai. In the men's javelin throw, Dibanshu Sharma clinched the gold medal with a throw of 70.29 meters, while Rohan Yadav claimed silver with a distance of 70.03 meters. In men's 1500 meters, Priyanshu secured a silver medal. Ritwik Rathi became the first athlete to win a medal for India at the championships after bagging the silver medal in men's discus throw with the best throw of 53.01 meters. A total of 60 Indian athletes, as many as 31 men and 29 women, are competing at the championships in Dubai. The championships is also a qualifying event for the World Under-20 Athletics Championships, which will be held in Lima, Peru, in August this year. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India gears up for second phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting to take place for 88 seats in 12 states and a union territory tomorrow. Filing of nomination for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls ends this evening. Election Commission issues notice to BJP and Congress over violation of Model Code of Conduct, seeks response by 11 a.m. on 29th of April. U.S. President Joe Biden signs bill to ban TikTok. Severe heat wave likely to grip East India and Southern Peninsula for next 5 days, says IMD. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Royal Challengers Bangalore in Hyderabad this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.com and News on EIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.